UFO News, the 15th of January 2021. It's time again to catch up on the UFO scene. A woman was in her backyard. I believe it was at 8:45 p.m. when she noticed something strange in the sky. There have been a lot of lights seen in the sky lately, far more than usual. That night was no exception. She saw what at first seemed like Chinese lanterns. The problem was Chinese lanterns disperse all over the sky. These lights were in a pattern, a triangular formation like one which has been seen many times lately. She believes she saw a UFO and could have. I recently said I didn't want to rehash the Roswell crash anymore, but something has happened which could shed more light on the subject. It is now being claimed a diary from the intelligence officer Jesse Marcel was found. He was the officer who first went to the crash site and brought pieces of the UFO home and showed them to his family, but they were then confiscated by the military. He was then forced to pose in a photo with balloon debris and say this was what was found. His son, who is now deceased, had told us about the original material and it had properties nothing on Earth had at the time. The grandchildren are said to have the diary. It is thought some entries are in a sort of code, and if they are translated will give us the real story of the Roswell UFO crash. More monoliths are being found all over the place. Do I believe they are from extraterrestrials? Absolutely not. When you see them bolted down, you realize they are ours and we are experiencing a sort of copycat syndrome. The original find a few weeks ago was from an artist, and maybe he even put more in other places. Why he would put them in such remote places is really the mystery. Maybe he believed they would attract extraterrestrials. Another photo, which was said to have been taken by a US Navy pilot of a UFO, has been released. The UFOs are now called UAPs, and for the life of me I don't understand why their name was changed. Maybe it was to remove what was left of the ridicule factor connected with UFOs. I will still be calling them UFOs in the future. The picture shows a pretty good close-up of an almost triangular craft. It is also reminiscent of what is known as a lift body. That is where the body of the craft does the lifting and the craft does not have wings or very small ones. The photo of the UFO seems to look like a lifting body which has no wings. This could mean the UFO was a secret plane, but there is no way to know for sure. I usually don't use outside links, but this was an exception. Here is a link to the photo, leaked photo of UFO, Bing Images. Here is a photo of a lift body type aircraft, images of lift body plane, Bing Images. Please note there are all different lift bodies, I only selected one. A report has been circulating around the internet which suggests President Trump knows the truth about UFOs and may be taking a closer look at the evidence and might even tell us about them. If this is true, it might have to happen while he is still president, or he might not be protected by his office when he does it. On the other hand, it might all be baloney. Many presidents have tried to get UFO information and were denied and were told no, because they were only temporary employees. In case you are wondering who has the authority to tell them no, just look at who did it in the past. It was the CIA, FBI and others. President Eisenhower wanted to know what was happening at Area 51 and was denied a tour at first until he threatened to go there with the army and break in. A cloaked UFO was photographed breaking out of a cloud which somehow made it visible. The video was taken from a home under the UFO. It happened in Irving, Texas in October 2020. It had been recorded by accident by a security camera on the door of the home. A huge UFO was seen hovering over Stonehenge in England. It glowed orange. It had just seemed to appear, stay for a while and then took off. Why it picked Stonehenge to hover over is unknown. Perhaps it was there because aliens were interested in some of our historical sites. Passengers flying on a commercial flight got the scare of their lives while the plane was attempting to land at Leeds Bradford Airport in England. They began to notice a red light in the sky, and the light was approaching their plane on a collision course. It just kept getting closer and closer until it was estimated by the pilot it was only 10 feet away when it veered off. 10 feet in the air is usually so close at that point a collision could not be avoided. There was just no time for the pilot of the plane to do anything to avoid it. The pilots were told it was a Chinese lantern as usual, but they didn't believe it. It is now being said there was a secret UFO probe going on in the United Kingdom without the government being notified. It was being conducted by the military, and it is being said the government was not told because the military didn't trust it. A professor has said the findings were even kept secret. If the situation in the UK is like the situation here with our government, I can understand keeping it secret. The government of both countries has so many people involved, the data would be released by someone no matter how secret it was supposed to be. A long grey UFO was seen over Hollywood, Florida. It is being said it came out of the Bermuda Triangle. The object appeared on November 15, 2020. The object was described as having no wings and no tail. The problem with so many videos is we don't know enough about them to guarantee if they are authentic. Does the fact it seems there are more UFO sightings than ever mean more extraterrestrials are coming here than before, or could it mean there are more secret aircraft flying in the skies? Perhaps it could also mean more people are looking for UFOs than before. I hope we will find the answer to this riddle soon.